Okay, we're in the midst of the Maaser of Yeshua, of Gamliel, of Yeshua, of Akiva. So the Gemara said that here on the boat, they will makne the Paris. Rav Gamliel was makne the Paris of Yeshua, of Akiva, with a Kinyan Chatzar, even though it wasn't Taimib and Tzatzadeyu. We see from here that Kinyan Chatzar Shein Mishtameres works. Not like we said before, works even without a Kenyan, even without Oy Mibitzat Sadeo. So the Gemara now is going to answer. Amalei, Dami Haimi Rabbanon, Kedonai Gemiri Inchi Shmaitza. This rabbi who brought this raya, who was the one that brought the raya? Who brought the raya? Rababa. So he says about him, Dami Haimer Rabbanon Kedonai Gemiri Gemiri Inchi Shmaitza. He's talking like a fellow who doesn't know how to learn. What did he say that for? I guess he was unhappy with him. He said, it's a dumb raya. That's what he told him. If you want to know why he talked this way, so you look in the back of Sefer Chafetz Chaim. There's a tshuva from the Chavis Yoyer about why the rabbi spoke this way, and we don't like when people talk this way, no? Let's see. So I don't understand. I have such a good kasha, and they don't like it. You know why? Rab Gamliel metaltli agav mekarkoi hikna lahem. The reason is because it was not kinyan karka. You thought it was a kinyan chatzar. It was not kinyan chatzar. It was Kinyan Agav. And since it was Kinyan Agav, so it's no Raya. Because Kinyan Agav doesn't need Oy Mibitzat Sadeyu. Memela, it works. What is Kinyan Agav? So Kinyan Agav is a Mishnah Kiddushin, which you're all familiar with, that if I sell you my karka, I can sell you metaltalim Agav karka. Everyone who buys a house, and in the house, there's a refrigerator, or a stove, or a washing machine. So you're kind of, with Kinyan Agav, you're kind of the house. And with the house, you're kind of Agav the house, the metaltalim that are in it. The Gemara Kedushin says that Agav doesn't even need Siburim B'Saychai. We paskin that Kinyan Agav works, even if I sell you a house in Brooklyn, and Agav the house in Brooklyn, I'm going to be makna to you a metaltalim, which I have in the Catskills. So it also works, because sadna da'ara kula chadhu, the globe is all one karka, and Kinyan Agav works, anytime I want to sell you karka, and metaltalim, I can sell you karka, and with the karka, I can sell you other metaltalim. There is a machlaikis, ktsais nesivis, as to how far Kinyan Agav goes. The Ktsais, in the beginning of Simin Reish Ayin Hei, Sivkat Aleph, declares regarding Kinyan Agav, if you have this ger who died without relatives, and all his things are hefker, so you go and you run, you want to be kind of his house, so you want to be kind of his field. So you go, you do a kinyan on the field. You say, Agav the field, or Agav the house, I want to be kind of everything he owns, all the metaltalim that are in the house or in the field. Does that work? Does kinyan Agav work by Hefker? That's the shy. Does kinyan Agav work by Hefker, or do you need Das Makna? Do you need that the owner of the metaltalim should have in mind to give it to you with the karka? If you need das makne, then it cannot work by hefker, because by hefker there's no makne, there's no one giving it, it's hefker. Well, no, you don't need das makne, and it could work, even from hefker. This is machlokes ktsais nesivos. The ktsais holds that the Ktsais holds that Kinyan Agav works even by Hefker. Now when you're kind of Karka, you could be kind of Hefker, Agav, the Karka. And the Sivis disagrees. The Sivis holds that Kinyan Agav only works with Das Makne. We learn Kinyan Agav at a Pasuk in Navi. And the Pasuk there is talking where someone was Makne, a city to someone else, and with it everything in the city. And there was Das Makne. So Dailacha b'chidusha zakhna nesivis. Das Makne only works when the giver has in mind to be Makne with Agav. The Agav only works with Das Makne, but doesn't work by Hefker. But by the Ktsais holds, no, the Ktsais holds, even by Hefker, behind the Kaina Hefker with the Kinyan Agav as well.
Every Mitzvah in the world, maybe I was playing with Agav and I did a Kinyan Agav on, I bought a karka from somebody and I said, well, I have this Kinyan that I'm doing, I'm playing with
it. So Ktsais asks, Taka? If so, I have a great way to get, theoretically, to get rich. I'll be kind of a piece of karka. And have in mind that Agav, this karka, I'll be kind of any hefker in the whole world. Now, I don't know how I'll go collect exactly, but l'chayre, it should work. Because if Agav doesn't need tzibur and b'seichai, if Kinyan Agav doesn't need that there should be something in it, so if Agav works by hefker, that's ridiculous. Agav could work, I could be kind of one piece of karka, and Agav the karka be kind of all the metalfim in the whole world. So it's not mistaver. You can't say nechinami. It's not a dover on mistaver. Therefore, zaktik tzais, I concede to you that by hefker it only works tziburim b'saychai. Only the hefker that's in the field itself. If it's not in the field, how am I kind of with hefker? Why? How am I kind of the hefker? What shaychis do I have to it? If I want to be kind of something, I'll answer in a second. If I want to be kind of something that's not in the field, I need a das acheres to connect it to the field. I'm buying something from Reuven. And Reuven has metaltalim in the mountains. He says he'll be machna to me, Agav, the karka. See, he's connecting the metaltalim to the karka. It has some shaykhs. But if I'm getting it from Hefker, it has to be b'saychai, tzibur and b'saychai. Once it's tzibur and b'saychai, then it could work. Hefka could work with the Kinyan Agav. Now you're going to ask, I assume this is what you wanted to ask, where do you get to make such a chilek?
And the point
is, the so what's a svara to be b'chalek? So the Ktsai says, it's not such a big daichik. Because we find in the Rambam, the following psak, the Rambam says, does Kinyan Agav need Amira? That the Makne should say, Lech Chazek V'Kni Ba'agav? Does it need Amira? The Shailan the Rishayim. You know, some Kinyanim need Chazok and these Lech Chazek V'Kni. Mashiach and these Lech Mashiach V'Kni. What about Agav? Do you need that the person should say it? So the Rambam says that if the Metaltalim are in the field, then you don't have to say Lech Chazek V'Kni Ba'agav. You don't have to say anything. It's automatic. If the metaltalim are outside the field, if the seller is selling this field and metaltalim are in a different place, then you do need lei chazek v'kni ba'agav be kind of the other. You have to say out that you're being kind of kinyan agav. Maishna. What's the difference? Difference is, zoktik tzais ma'achilik. If it's in the field, so it's in the field. So it's understood that has a shaychus to the field. If it's somewhere far away, has no shaychus. You need an amira to connect. The mele by hefker, there is no amira. There's no makna. It doesn't work. By shenkein, by tzibur b'seichai, there it does work. This is the psak of the Ktsais. That you could be kind of kinyan agav, all metaltalim that are hefker, that are in the karka that you're being kind.
Why would you need a kinyan? Why wouldn't it work
on chaser? If it's in a mishtameras, it'll be a nafkamina. If it's a chaser shayna mishtameras, you're not aiming b'saychei. No, I'm doing kinyan kesef. I'm with you in the lawyer's office, and I'm buying your house, I'm buying your field. So I'm doing kinyan kesef, buying it, and I want to be kinder than that. Tzais has a raya to this. He brings a sugya in Bava Kama Kuf Yud Zayin or Kuf Yud Ches. The Gemara there, the way Rashi explains the Gemara, Gemara says that there's a machlaikis of karka nigzeles or karka eina nigzeles. The machlaikis, if I go and I go over to somebody's house and I throw them out of the house and I live there, is that pshat I stole the karka? Or is pshat I didn't steal the karka? The karka is the same person's karka. You can't steal karka. I just did an avla, I threw him out of his house. We paskin, and I think you're familiar with the idea, that karka ain't an exelus. You can't steal karka. If you go to someone's karka and you throw them out of the house and you're sitting in the karka, it's not pshat you stole the karka. Pshat is you just threw him out. What's a nafkamina if you stole the karka or if you threw him out? Anybody know a nafkamina? What?
The owner
was. What nafkamina will be if the owner could be magdish it? Okay. Gemara, I think, has a different nafkamina.
You
should be mekayin mitzvah saseh if the heshes is a zeilah. Person waiting all his life for this mitzvah saseh. I hear. I think the nafkamina there is if shot for nor, if I throw somebody out of his field, and then the river floods over. And now this whole land is underground. And like, you know, they're not going to build the levee and then remake the field into field. It's gone. The field is underwater. If karka nigzeles, I stole the karka. So now how do I give it back to him? I can't give it. If I steal something and it's not usable anymore, I can't return it. I have to pay him for it. If karka's nigzeles, it's a problem. If karka's ain't nigzeles, so pshat is it's your karka. Your karka was flooded. I did an avla, I threw you out. I was sitting in the house, but it was your karka. At any rate, the Gemara has this machloikis. I think it's Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Chachamim say karka ain't an exelus, and Rabbi Eliezer says karka exelus. One of the cases in the Gemara is like Rabbi Eliezer, who else karka exelus. The Gemara has a case: someone stole a field. And the person he stole it from had cattle that were on the field. So the Gemara says he stole the field and he stole the car and he stole the cattle and he stole the animals on the field. So he's chayiv not only in the oinsei hakarka but in the oinsei hapara as well, because he's a gazlin. Not only, if you hold karka and exelus, just like he stole the karka, he stole the animal. Which kinyan? Which kinyan did he steal the animal? Rashi says, bekinyan agav. Rashi says, beferish with agav. So the Ksais brings from Rashi that we see beferish, that with kinyan agav, you could be kind of what? What do you see from this Gemara? You see, with kinyan agav, you could be kind of gzela. It's not quite hefker. It's gzela. But it's also a case where there's no das makna, the person not being makna to you. So you see, agav works without das makna. We see that I can have kinyan gezel on an animal with kinyan agav. So you see, agav doesn't need das of the makna to be makna to me. In Cain's, Zatik Tzais, who I didn't behefker. It doesn't need kinyan agav, doesn't need das acheres makna. And hefker works with kinyan agav. Zay paskin the ketzais. The Nesivis disagrees. Nesivis says that it's not true that das achera, that agav can't be kind of hefker. And that Gemara Hitaka says is talking a kind of the para with a kinyan chotzer. Rashi's lashon is a little shver. Rashi says kinyan agav. But he holds, no, you only kind of with, you can't be kind of hefka with a kinyan agav. Nafkamina halacha lemaisa, we'd be very hard pressed. I don't think any of us ever did kinyan agav and probably never will, except maybe we buy a house someday, mitzvah Hashem. But there's a tshuva in the night of Yehuda. Chelek Beis, Or Chaim Simon Samach Gimel, a very interesting tshuva, which could come up halacha l'maisa. A case of someone who was selling his chametz to a guy Erev Pesach, and it got late. And by the time he sold the chametz to the guy, it was iftach chatzos. It was iftach chatzos that he did the kinyanim. It's a very nerve-wracking thing, Erev Pesach, the guy should come on time. Because the guy comes late, you have a problem. You can't sell it earlier. People still eating the chametz. So it's sort of a last-minute thing. Everyone's holding their breath that the guy should show up. Maybe you has a shiloh with the guy. If the guy didn't show up, and he didn't show up, but they didn't get around to doing all the kinyanim and the chametz till after chatzos. Now the question is the chametz sold to the guy after chatzos? Or is it not sold? It's a tremendous nafkamina. Even though you're not allowed to have chametz after chatzos, Erev Pesach, there's no bal yirah, bal yimatzei, till Pesach itself. The knas of chametz she'avra lav ha-Pesach is only a chametz that you're over bal yirah, or bal yimatzei. Which means, if the chametz is sold to the guy even after chatzos, then once Pesach is over, the chametz is mutar ba'anah. If, even though there was a chiyuv sreifa already, but there's no knas, because you weren't over by your eye. You're over tashbisa. You weren't over by your eye.
Why should it be sold?
My shankin, I'll explain. My shankin, if it's not sold, then it is a knas. Okay, why should it not be sold? Anybody remember? Chametz from Sheish Shois is also Bahanah. Chametz from Sheish Shois Ulamaila is also Bahanah. Yisurei Anah, we've spoken about many times, it can't be Makne Yisurei Anah. You can't, really, you can't even own Yisurei Anah. Chametz, it's only Asan HaKosav Kilu Hein Rishusa. But Be'etzem, you don't have Bailus on Yisurei Anah. The Rajbis klal, that something has zero value, you can have zero bailus on. You can't own something that has no value. So l'chayra, you can't sell it. The kinyan kesef won't work if the chatzais. A kinyan meshicha would work. Because you can see which kinyan you're going to do. Which kinyan you're going to do. Now if the guy does meshicha, and if it were to happen to someone here, you get the guy to physically take it. If he takes it biyadayim, he's kind of mamana shach. If it's yours, he's kind of in. If he's hefka, he's kind of. But it's not practical. A rav is selling usually for a couple hundred people. And in some cases, he's selling a whole warehouse full of chametz. Can't always do a mashiach on it. So the nesiva said, the nebiya says, let's see. Which kinyanim do you do typically? If you ever were by mechivas chametz, if you have time, Erev Pesach, you can come and see Mechiras Chametz. They do five kinyanim by Mechiras Chametz. Kesef, Suder, these things don't work but once it's Asa Bahanah. Kesef doesn't work, Suder doesn't work, the handshake doesn't work. One of the kinyanim is Agav Karka. Kinyan is Agav. What we do when we sell Chametz to a guy is each Rav is makna to the guy, is karka, and agav the karka, he's makna the chametz as well. What we do also is the place where the chametz is on, we sell to the guy. If you ever go to the rav and sell your chametz, you listen carefully to what he's telling you, you give him rishus to sell the chametz, and the makim where the chametz is, the closet that it's in, or wherever it might be, it's all sold to the guy. Whether it's sold or rented, it doesn't matter. Either one could work. And the Nadi Yehuda therefore says, you know what? This whole shaila comes down to a shaila of whether Kinyan Agav works on Hefker. Like this says to see this. If you hold Kinyan Agav works on Hefker, so then when you sold him the karka underneath, and with the karka, whatever's on it, so he was kainet. If your whole kinyan agav doesn't work with by hefker, then it doesn't work. Comes down to this shaila.
Did they do it in the concert, like we do it, that they sell the closet also? That they do the bucket that it's on?
It would have to be, otherwise there's no nafka mina because there's no agav ehefka v'zatziburim anyway. So his shy, we do it rather both ways. But that's the only case the Ketzais would be an afkamina. But then there'd be Yehuda and Nemzon like the Nesivis, that it does not work, not like the Ketzais. He brings rayas that by Hefker you can't be kind of Kenyan Agav, and therefore he's Machmir in this Nidain. And he Nemzon like the Nesivis. The big problem with the Ketzais, which the Ketzais himself is makir, and the Nesivis talk about, is our sugya. Our sugya, what the Nesivis, if you look in the Nesivis, you'll see how he starts. He says, Ketzais chakar, if hefke can be nikna be'agav, and kol dvar v'adchukim, he says, because the Gemara above Metzia is klar. What's the Gemara above Metzia? The Gemara is saying that he was makna with kinyan agav, he was makna the peiris to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. That's what the Gemara we just learned says. The next line of the Gemara, the Gemara Rav is going to say, no, it doesn't work. Why? The Gemara is going to say, because Tevas Hanoa Einei Mamin. Why does it mean Tevas Hanoa Einei Mamin? That the Yid doesn't own, Rabbi Gamliel doesn't own the chitim of Meiser. Rabbi Gamliel doesn't own the chitim of Meiser Ani. All he owns is the Tevas Hanoa. So if you say the Tevas Hanoa is Mamin, so the Gemara says it's very good, it can be Makna. But if Tevas Hanoa ain't a Mamin, so he doesn't really own, Rabbi Gamliel doesn't really own it, so how can Rabbi Gamliel be Makna with a Kenyan of Agav? That's what the Gemara is going to say in a minute. So we see from our Gemara very clear, not like the Ketzais, it seems to be a very stark akash on the Ketzais, that our Gemara is going to say in a minute that Rav Gamliel couldn't do Kinyan Agav. Why not? Because Tevis HaNoi Namamin. And if Tevis HaNoi Namamin, so what's he being makted to him? He doesn't own it to be makted. Now according to the Ketzais, you don't need Das Makted. Who cares? It's Mois Meiser. A Levi has a right to seize Mois Meiser. He doesn't need Das Makna. Who cares if Tevis Adai Namad? If I own Karka and on my Karka there's Meiser, I could be Zechid. I'm a Levi. Rabbi Kiva was the Gabay Aniyim. He could be Zechid. So this Gemara seems to be a Klara Raya that not like the Ketzais. It doesn't work. I, Rashi, and Bava Kama, so we have a cash on Rashi. But as far as the halacha is concerned, it seems it does not work. It's funny because it's a Rashi here is very much mashma that way. If you look in Rashi, Ein Amamin, look at this, Agabi Karka. See the Rashi, where Rashi says, Tevisna, Ein, the Dibra Masla, Ein Amamin. Look at Rashi's Lashon. So how are you makna? How is Rav Gamliel makna the meiser? Look what Rashi says. El afkurei bi alma afker gabayu. He made the meiser. He made his tevis anoa hefker. V'chi oiger lahu makayim. And when he was maskier the karka to Rabbi Yeshua, kotzalei chatzayre b'toris chatzur kashar hefker. Rashi says klar that if you hold Tevis HaNoah in a moment, it's like Hefker. Rashi uses the word Hefker. It does not work with Agav, it only works with Chatzar. Very klar from Rashi, and the Ketzais is maskim. Rashi is not like him. What the Ketzais does is Kedarka B'Kaidish. He finds one opinion in the Shita Mukubetzes to hang his hat on. The Shita has a different shot in the Gemara. And with the Shita Mukubetzes, that's the Derech of the Ketzais very often. It brings rayas. It's very hard to understand. This whole sheet is gebayt on a Rashi and Bava Kama. It doesn't stem with the Rashi here. He says, yeah, but the Gemara is not shver because it says something in the sheet of Mukubetz. It's a different shat in the Gemara. Very hard. Very, very difficult. But anyway, it's pashtus. It's not like the Ketzais. So we have here a machlekes. Sivis and Ktsais. Ktsais to Sivis if Hefka works. There's a middle sheet, there's a pshara between the Ktsais and the Sivis. And that's in the Divrei Yecheskel, Teshuva Mem Dalet. It's interesting that the stipler in Kedushin Simin Lamid was mechavin to the same exact middle shita, and in the Pischei Chayshin, which is a contemporary sefer, he was also, it's a halacha sefer on Chayshin Mish, but he was also mechavin to the same. All three svarim say basically the same middle ground between Ktsais and the Sivis. Again, what's the machlokes? Is Hefker Nikna with Kinyan Agav? So what they say is the following. They say it depends. It depends. What does it depend on? If I'm being kind of a chotzer from Hefker, the chotzer is coming to me from Hefker, and in it the metaltalim which are also Hefker, then I'm a kind of the metaltalim with the chotzer. But me and Kaina, the chatzah from Hefker, and the metaltalim from Hefker, they're both coming from the same place, from the same Teres Hefker. So it's mistaver that they have a shaychis, and I can be Kaina, the metaltalim, agav the karka. However, if I'm being Kaina karka from you, you're selling me karka. Reb Gamliel is selling me karka. And on Reb Gamliel's karka, this Hefker, here it doesn't work. Because the Hefker and the Karka are two different things. The Karka is coming from Gamliel, and the Metatlam are coming from Hefker. What a Hezber of this, the Recheskel says. How does Agav work? The Recheskel holds that Agav works, that the Metatlam are like bottle to the Hefker. They're bottle. Just like if you eat a cracker with some butter on it, you make a bracha on the cracker, and the butter you don't make a bracha on. It's a tuffle to the cookie. When you buy a house, and the metaltalim in the house, the kinyan of the house helps for the metaltalim, because all metaltalim are tfeilim, they're like bottle to the karka that's underneath them. Now you could have a chetimsa, we have $1 million. Metaltalim and a $100 karka. But generally speaking, the karka is the chashuv thing, and the metaltalim is less chashuv. So the metaltalim are bottled to the karka, and that's why it's one kinyan. So zakti v'yecheskel, that's pshat. If you have a field of hefker and metaltalim in it, so it's all one, you're kind of it. Or Rashi and Bava Kamma. You're stealing karka from someone, and you're stealing his para too. The para and the karka, it's all one, and you're stealing from him. So you're stealing his barn with the animals in the barn. It's all one. Then, the Ktsais is right. Then you could be kaina hefker together with the agav with the karka, because it's really all one. That's all svar of kinyan agav. Masha'en came, where the karka is coming from one place, and the hefker is coming separately, one is not bottled to the other, then kinyan agav doesn't work. What do we gain with this? We gain that we can hold be'ikr like the Ktsais, that hefker is nikna ba'agav, but it's not shver from our Gemara. Because we'll pass them like the Ktsais in the case that the Ktsais was talking about, which was a case where a ger dies, and you want to be kind of his chotzer together with his metaltalim. So they say, the Ktsais is right. It's a Rashi and Bava Kamma. With Agav, you could be kind of metaltalim of Hefker together with Karka of Hefker. But it's not Shver from our Gemara. Our Gemara is different. Our Gemara, the Karka, belonged to Reb Gamliel. And he was being Maknir. The Chumas Umais, the Seis Demais, the Semais Arani, didn't belong to him. Tevas Anayinim, I mean, it wasn't his. Afkurei Afkur, he was Mafkurit. So you want to be kinder, the Mois Meiser, the Chitim of Meiser, together with the Karka, here it doesn't work with Agav, like the Gemara is going to say now. because they're coming from two different directions. If something is coming from two different directions, then the Kinyan Agav does not work. So this is the pshara sort of between the shitas. So it comes out we have basically three shitas. You have the Tzais who holds all Hefker is Nikna B'Kinyan Agav. Tzais himself holds always. The Sivis who holds Hefker is never Nikna B'Kinyan Agav. You need Das Makna. And in between, the Devarei Cheskel who makes us this pshara, that it depends. If the Karka and the Metatlam are both Hefker, then it works. If the Karka is belongs to someone and there's Hefker on it, then Kinyan Agav doesn't work. According to this Shita, would the Metatlam have to be Tziburim B'Seichai? According to the... I don't know what it says in the Divrei Cheskel. But it's not Mestaver that he's being more lenient than the Ktzais. Ktzais held that you could be kind of with Agav, but you need Tziburim B'Seichai. Divrei Cheskel is coming to make a middle Shita. I don't think he would go so weit to make a new Shita. And that would cause the same kasha that if I'm kind of one piece of Hefker, I'll be kind of all the Hefker in the whole world. Except it's not Mestaver. So I assume he also requires only Tziburim B'Seichai for it to work. Not Tziburim, the Rambam says you need Amira, but Hefker is not Amira. So Akoponim, these are the Shitas of Kinyan Agav, and so this is another reason that the story of Rabbi Gamliel here is a well-known story. It's Nageya to Kinyan Chatzah, to Kinyan Agav. And now let's see what else is Nageya to. Zakti Gemara, Amar Rav. First the Gemara says, Reb Zera Kibla, Reb Abalai Kibla. They had a disagreement as to whether this was a good teretz or not a good teretz. So Rav is explaining. Amar Rav, Shapa Ovid Lai Kibla. What's the problem with this teretz? I'll tell you what the problem with the teretz is. V'chiloi hoya lehem suda liknais mimenu b'chalipin. They're in a boat. Why don't they just do kinyan chalipin? Chalipin is always the best kinyan. Chalipin works for karka, works for metaltal, it works for everything. So why didn't he just do kinyan chalipin on the chitim and finished? What's the teretz? Elo teves anah einai mamin liknais mimenu b'chalipin. You must say that teves anah is not mamin, and therefore you can't be makna teves anah with chalipin. If so, hachinami teves anah einai mamin liknais agave karka. Now, let me just teach Tovus Hanoa before we learn the Gemara. What's the teach of Tovus Hanoa? Tovus Hanoa is an expression for the right to give something wherever you want. I don't own it, but I have a right to give it out. That's Tovus Hanoa. Where do you have Tovus Hanoa? Truma is a maestris. The truma is mois. Is mois kayanit. I have a right to do with it what I want. Truth is, the same thing with tzedakah. If you have tzedakah money, the person makes money and he separates 10% to give to tzedakah. So teves hanor shalai, you can give it to wherever you like. Even if you have some benefit from it, it's not a chesaron in tzedakah. That's why people can give tzedakah money to a Chinese auction and win things. Because the teves hanor is yours. And you can choose to give it to whoever you want. That's teves hanor. Some examples of the machlaikis, Tovus Hanoah, Mamet, or Eina Mamet, it's a machlaikis all over Shas. If this Tovus Hanoah that I own in something, is it Mamet? Is it something that has a halacha, in halacha, have I own it? Or not? So the machlaikisim in all the chelke Shisha Sidre Mishnah. One, the Gemara Psachim Daf Memvav. Let's say I have chametz, and I only own the Tovus Hanoah of the chametz. Let's say it's a guy's chametz, and the guy gave me chametz to distribute. I can give it out to whoever I want. Am I over on Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatz? If I have that chametz, it doesn't have to be a guy. It could be Trumas and Maestris. It could be Hegdish. It could be, well, Hegdish I can give whoever I want, but let's say Trumas and Maestris, that's chametz. Am I over Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatz? If I have chametz dika truma, chametz dika maaser. All I own is the Teves HaNa'ah. So the Gemara is a machlaikis. If Teves HaNa'ah is Mamun, Teves HaNa'ah is Lav Mamun. Or there's a sugi in the Darin. If a Kayin makes a neder not to have Hana'ah from a certain Yisrael, is he allowed to take Trumas from him? What's he taking from him? If you hold Teves HaNa'ah Mamun, he's getting something from him. It's awesome. If you hold Teves HaNa'ah Lav Mamun, then he's not getting anything of value. And then it's his before. It's Mamun Kayinah before. Totally if Teves HaNa'ah Mamun.
He's not getting anything of value. It must be Yisrael Teves HaNa'ah for him.
It was his before. It belonged to the Shevet HaKuna before.
True.
He's having a benefit. The question is, the benefit has value. That's the question. A benefit which doesn't have value, you're allowed to take.
But for him, he is getting mumbled.
And the Gemara still says it's totally Teves HaNa'ah Mamun.
When a lady says, "Alim Kadeshes to you," if you give money to somebody else, does that work in Teves HaNa'ah?
No. That's not Teves HaNa'ah. There it works, Teves Kinyan. The Gemara says that if somebody's mitzi etzayis, there was a machlokes there, Rashi and the Rambam, how it works. If it's bahi anoah that you're giving up he, or kinyan with the guf hakesef, that's a sugya and there's a zayin of an aleph in kedushin. There's another. There's a chayshim mishpat nafkamina. If someone steals tevel, see, someone goes, he steals 10 pounds of tevel, takes it home. No, a gan if he is, but he's a frum yid, he's not going to eat tevel. So he separates trumas and maestros and gives it out, and he eats it. Now the person's teveya him, he wants it back. Does he have to give him 10 pounds of tevel back? Or could he just give him whatever it is, the 9 pounds of mesukin dikaperis? Come, look, I gave trumas and maestros, you would have to give it anyway. I'll give you back the rest. If you all teves HaNa'ah Mamun, he's got to give him back the truma so he can give it out. Or the ma'isa so he can give it out. V'yol teves HaNa'ah Lav Mamun. So he didn't take anything. The 10% that's ma'isa, he didn't take from him. Or 20%, whatever the ma'isa is for that year, he didn't take from him. In Hilchos Ribbis, there's also a machlaikis of teves HaNa'ah. There's a machlaikis in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say I own a grocery. And you want to borrow money from me. So I tell you, I'll lend you money, but on the condition that you shop in my grocery. Otherwise, I won't lend you money. Am I allowed to make such a deal? No, you're not giving me a penny extra. You're paying me a fair price for everything. You're not giving me any money. But the Teves HaNa'ah means you have a right to shop wherever you want. I want you to give me that Teves HaNa'ah, that you're going to shop by me. So Shulchan Aruch had two opinions. If we pass the Teves HaNa'ah Mamun or Teves HaNa'ah Lav Mamun, and Pashtus is totally in that. If that's Mutarasa. So it's a Shas Machlaikis all over. Maybe it should be Rebbe Stavarim. Maybe the Machlaikis only be the Evid. Not sure. I think it's the last Sifing, Simukov Samach.
Even the difference would be whether it's like
the Evid. If it's Chal, Rebbe Stavarim is only the Chetchil. So, at any rate, this is the shaila of Teves HaNa'ah's Mamun. Now, I always had a kasha, every time we learned the sugya, from years back, it always bothered me, this machlaikis, I don't know if it'll bother you, a machlaikis of Teves HaNa'ah's Mamun on that. At least your question. If I took $100 and I gave it to you, and I said, listen, you can't keep the money, you can give it to whomever you like, and give it to a gift to whoever you want. Is that worth something to you? Is it worth something to you? No?
Yeah.
Tell me, is it worth, you guys?
Huh?
I mean, most people give a gift sometime over a year, no? Give someone a matana? So a birthday present, or I don't know. You never give anyone presents. To me, it seems, let's say you give someone a $100 present. How much is it worth to you? Huh? How much is it worth to you to give someone a $100 present?
About
enough. Huh?
About enough.
Did you ever give anybody a $100 present?
A lot of I'd love to.
How much is it worth?
He said it's worth it.
To me, it seems that if you give someone a $100 present, it's worth $100 to you. I'll prove it to you. You just spent $100 to give him the present. Isn't it worth $100 to you? I'm not talking when you have to do it and you don't want to. When you give someone a present, no? Let's say you give someone a gift. It's not worth $100 to you if you give someone a $100 present? What? You mean when I give someone my own money, it's worth something. When I give someone else's money, not worth anything. But it's no shabbos. It's hard for me to understand, but it has no value. You're right, you're saying a very good filling. If I give someone my money, it's one type of gift. If I give someone else's money, it's not the same gift. But how can you be my yom ha'ein ha'mamon? I just don't understand. How can you be a shita tovus hanoah ein ha'mamon? It always bothered me. How can you be such a shita tovus hanoah ein ha'mamon?
There's nothing that could ever be transferred from one hand to the other has value. Because otherwise, what am I doing? There's everything in the world has value, as long as there's somebody willing to take. But the shonis that they use when they refer to ein l'mamon is they say ein l'mamish. Meaning about everything has value. But the question is the Torah tells me that this thing is not considered like it is. It's not considered being there. You're right, everything has value.
So what does it mean, Tavis HaNoah Ein HaMamon means?
It may look like Mamon, but we're saying it's not Mamon, and therefore it's Ein Loi Mamish, and therefore Kenyan can't be Chal, and it's not considered like you gave a person something, in the eyes of Allah, it's like you didn't give him anything. Ein Loi Mamish, you're right, it's worth
right, let me explain the way I understand it. And Mistam, it's what you mean to say in different words. It's really the same thing you're saying in different words. What?
Can you scroll self right?
If someone's willing to pay him for it, there's nothing wrong. Oh, to a kayin? No, I can't sell to a kayin. Yeah. You're actually losing the Yevam mitzvah of the scene, though, you see. If it's your truma that you separated, you can't sell it because you have a mitzvah of the scene. Now, the Gemara has a case where a Yisrael yarshins from his wife's father was a kayin. He received truma, died, he had no sons, his daughter Yarshin. So now you have a case where you could have truma without a mitzvah of nesina. And the Gemara says there's a market for it, there's a certain value for it. It's not worth as much as plain chitim, but it has a certain value.
But
not Yisrael
will pay me to give it to a kayin A instead of kayin B.
Not only that, a kayin will pay you to take it. See, in that case, you're allowed to even sell it to a kayin.
That's the value of
Tevis HaNoah. So it seems it does have a value.
Because
there you own the Guf HaDor. Yeah, it's a little different. You own the Guf HaDor. Yeah. I'll tell you the way I understand. I think Reb Shimon has this Hezber in the Chiddush Reb Shimon. I'm sorry, I think the Nesivus has this Hezber. Reb Shimon disagrees with it. Nesivus in Makar Chayim, Tof Lamed Aleph. I understand correctly, it's sicha worth something to be able to give something away. The machlokes is that part of the chayfetz that I'm giving away? If I have a bushel of chitim, it's worth something to me to give it away. But that tovus hanoah, is that part of the bushel of chitim? That it lives in the chitim, knows I own a certain value in the chitim. It's in the chayfetz, the tovus hanoah. If you own tovus hanoah mamon, yeah. Everything has a value. What's its value? What it could be used for. So a normal thing could be used for 100 things, and this could be used for only one thing. So it has a certain value. Or maybe not. You could learn, what's tovus hanoah? Tovus hanoah is a physical ability I have to give things away. It's a slight problem. I can't give things away unless I have the thing. So it's got to be something that I give away. But the power of Tovus HaNoah, the value, doesn't live in the thing. It's not part of the chayfetz. It's part of the person. The person has an ability to give things away. And when you have an ability to give things away, then that has a value to you. You just have to have a chayfetz to give. But Tevis HaNoayin Amom means it's a liknisht in the chayfetz. You follow? The question is, Tevis HaNoayin Amom means it's part of the Mammon, the Tevis HaNoayin. Tevis HaNoayin Amom means it's not part of the Mammon. The Mammon belongs to Shevet HaKohuna. I'm a person who has the ability to give it away, but I don't own anything in the chayfetz. Nafkamina, the Nesiva says, is let's say I have something I could give away, and I sell it to you. Let's say I have maestros, I have trumas. I'm a Yisrael. You're also a Yisrael. So you tell me, you know what? I would like to have your trumas and maestros. I want to give it away instead of you. I'll pay you for it. Or I give it to you by matana. And you do a meshicha on the chitim. You take my chitim, you do hagbah, meshicha. And with that, you want to be kind of the Tevis HaNoah. Is Tevis HaNoah sold with the meshicha of the chayfetz? Zochta Nesivis. If Tevis HaNoah is mamin, it leaks in the chayfetz. So then when you pull it, you're kind of the right to give it away. If Tevis HaNoah doesn't leak in the chayfetz belongs to Shevet HaKohuna, Shevet HaLeviyah. It's just my ability, my rights I'm giving you, then doing the Mashiach on the Chitim is not going to do anything, because it's not in the Chitim. It's in the Gavra, it's in the person who has ability to give it away. This is the Nesivis' Hasber, which, if you hear it to the Oimek of the Inyan, it makes a lot of sense. To me, Rav Shimon Grada doesn't like this Pshat. There's Rav Shimon here in Bava Metzia on Tevis HaNoah. But it definitely needs a hesper. The whole inyan of Tevis HaNoayin Amom, and this kasha is a very stark kasha. What does it mean, Tevis HaNoayin Amom? It's worth something. So this nekuda, if you like the Nesivis' pshat, is good. If not, we have to find a different pshat. But this is the Nesivis' hesper. Okay, so let's see what Rava does with this. Let's see the Gemara. Let's see Rava again. I'm going to focus here on the words in the Gemara, because I'm going to want to point out to you Stipla Shaila and how to teach two words here in the Gemara. So follow me in the Gemara. Amar Rava. Shapir Avid Deloy Kibla. It's very good that he wasn't Makabal, this Teretz, that it was Kinyan Agat. Chiloya Yalehem Suda Liknais Mimenu Bechalita. I'll bring a Raya. Didn't they have a Suda to do Chalipin? Why didn't they do Suda? Elo Tevis Anayin Amami Liknais Bechalipin. Hachinami, so same thing, agav. Tevis HaNoah, in a moment, liknis agabe karka. So Rav is saying how many things? He's really saying two things. He's saying Tevis HaNoah is not mamin, number one, lagabe chalipin, kinyan suder. Number two, lagabe kinyan agav. Right? There are two parts to what Rav is saying. Part in the geir to our sugi is the kinyan agav, and the part that's a proof to it is kinyan suder. Next two words of the Gemara, v'loihi. And the question will be, how to teach the two words v'loihi. What does it mean v'loihi? It's not so. What's not so? Let's see. V'loihi. What I just said, what Rava just said, is incorrect. Mat niskuna nesiva ksiv bahu. By mat niskuna, it says, v'nosata lelevi, l'ger liyasam alamana. Nesina ksiva bahu. So you have to do a nesina. Chalipin derech mekachu memker hu. The chalipin is mekachu memker. What is chalipin? It's a type of kinyan which is an exchange. That's derech mekachu memker. It's a derech of business. So you know why chalipin doesn't work by meiser? Zeres hakasuv. Meiser needs from asat ol alevi. You can't do chalipin for kinyan meisers. Mitatlam aga mekarka. Nesina alimtihi. Agav karka, that's in a sina, that's a matana. So that could work by chumas or maestros. Mashe'en kein, chalipin cannot work. Question is, what is the taich v'loihi? It's not so. What's not so? So the stipler brings that there are two ways to learn the words v'loihi in the Gemara. It's not so. You could learn that Rava is retracting what he said about Kinyan Sudr. That's it. V'loihi. I brought a raya from Kinyan Sudr to prove Tovas HaNa'alav Mamin. And you can't do Kinyan Sudr. V'loihi. My raya from Kinyan Sudr is Ois Raya. Because Kinyan Sudr is different. Now, Halkup. If V'loihi slugs up the raya from Kinyan Sudr, what happens by Kinyan Agav? And what Rava said by Kinyan Agav is still good. Rava said they could not do Agav because Tevis HaNa'alav Mamin. Now that could still be true. Rava's Teretz, why they didn't do Kinyan Agav? Because Tevis HaNa'alav Mamin, that could be Emes. Just V'loihi goes on the raya from Kinyan Sudr. That's one way to understand the words in the Gemara. The other way to learn is that Rav is having charata from everything. V'loihi, the whole thing I said, that since Tevis HaNa'alav Mamin, therefore it couldn't be Kinyan Agav, and I proved it from Chalipin. V'loihi, the whole thing is incorrect. The whole cheshbon is incorrect. And I'm having charata from the whole, from everything I said. Now, how would you understand the Gemara? For this whole cheshbon I had, that since Tevis HaNa'alav Mamin, that's why they didn't do Kinyan Agav, it's incorrect. I proved it from Sudr.
About what he said about
right.
So
no, but then, if he's retracting what he said by Agav, then Agav could work by Trumas and Maestros.
But the first Teretz also Agav work.
According to the first Teretz, he's only having Charata from Chalipin. But Agav, he's sticking with what he said that it cannot work. He was saying it couldn't be Agav because Tevis HaNa'alav Mamin. So the first way to learn, he's sticking with that. They didn't do Agav because Tevis HaNa'alav Mamin, you can't do Agav. He wanted to prove it from Sudr, that proof falls away. But it's his Teretz still remains. It's one way to learn. Or you can learn V'loihi, he goes in the whole business, that my whole Vera, forget my whole Memra, Rav's whole Memra is off, because the Raya from Sudr is off, and Memela, the whole thing is off. Now, the Stipler says that in the normal way that we learn Gemara, we would say that he's only being Daicha his Raya. Normally, if the Gemara says something, Gemara says Loihi for a certain reason, I think the normal way is that you assume V'loihi is on whatever he said V'loihi, on his Raya. And it's not a upschlag on the whole on what he said about Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav, we could still remain Tevis HaNa'alav Mamin, and it's off. He brings though from Rishayim, who seems learned that the V'loihi is on the whole thing, on Kinyan Agav as well. That even on the Kasha, on Kinyan Agav as well. So he brings that there are two ways to learn this Gemara. However, it's up to Stipler, we're going to have one problem. When we finish this whole story, when we finish this whole Gemara, what happened on the boat? What Kinyan happened on the boat? We have to end up that there was some Kinyan there. We're very limited because they didn't do Kinyan Sudr. What did they do? They did something with Karka. There are only three possibilities of what they did. Either Kinyan Chatzar, or Kinyan Agav, or Rav Papa's Teretz, which we're going to have in a few minutes. Or tomorrow probably, we'll learn Rav Papa. There are Papa's Teretz that Rishonim don't Paskin like. So Rav Papa's Teretz is off. You left, what did they do on the boat? One of two things. Either Kinyan Agav or Kinyan Chatzah. Now let's see. Lahalacha. We paskin, the Chatzah Sheinu Mishtameres. Could you be kinder without Aymid B'Seichai? We paskin that Kinyan Chatzah needs Aymid B'Seichai, Aymid B'Tzidai. So it couldn't have been Kinyan Chatzah. So what are we left with? Must have been Kinyan Agav. But we paskin at least the Rambam and the Rif paskin, the Tovus Hanoah lav Mamon. We paskin Tovus Hanoah is not Mamon. Which means that if you say that Rava is sticking with what he said, that Kinyan Agav, since Tovus Hanoah lav Mamon, Kinyan Agav can't work, that it means that we're going to end up lahalacha, that we don't know what happened on the boat. All the Kinyanim can't work. If Papa's Kinyan can't work, so we're not going to pass them like his terrorists, which we didn't even learn yet. Kinyan Chatzah can't work, because we pass Kinyan Yiraimid B'Saycha, by Chatzah Shemesh Tamaris. And we pass Kinyan Tevis HaNoah Lav Mamin, so it could not have been Tevis HaNoah Dika Kinyan. If you hold that Rav is sticking that Tevis HaNoah, depending on how you learn this Gemara. So, the Stipler asks that Bishlam, if you're going to learn the Gemara, that we're ending up, that if you hold Tevis HaNoah Lav Mamin, you could be kind of with the Kinyan Agav, which we'll have to understand why. So then the Maskanas HaGemara is good. But if you learn Valaihi only goes on his Raya, but he's sticking with the Guf HaSvara that Kinyan Agav couldn't work, then we're stuck with zero Kinyanim. We have no Kinyan for Rav Gamliel on the Maskanas HaGemara. So it seems to come out from the Stipler, at least the part of the Stipler we're speaking out today, is that in the Maskana we're stuck. We have to say that Rav Gamliel on the boat did Kinyan Agav. It's the only Kinyan we have. He did Kinyan Agav. I, Tovus HaNoah Lav Mamon, how could you do Kinyan Agav? We'll have to say that in the Maskana, even if Tovus HaNoah Lav Mamon, somehow you could do Kinyan Agav. And Rav is having charata from the whole thing. Then even Tovus HaNoah Lav Mamon. What? Between
all the cases of
Then the whole cheshbon of Tevis HaNoah is going to fall off, which needs a hesber. Why it should be that way? L'chayr, as far as a good svar. So this cheshbon on the Valoihi is the Stipler's Akasha. He therefore comes up with an interesting pshat in the Gemara. At the first glance, it looks like a big chiddush. Yitz Hashem, tomorrow I'd like to speak out this Stipler's hesber in the Gemara. Make sure you understand the Akasha, Yitz Hashem.